and bring it to your heart chakra. Now set your intention. Raise it up and swing it around your head and then down around your entire body and twice under your feet. Feel how you've cleared yourself by cutting yourself free. This includes any discordant entity which may have attached themselves to you unknowingly. Now we lovingly release them in the golden white light of Source. See how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you've released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. Now take a moment. Look into your pillar of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your pillar of light. It is never ending, reaching high in the heavens. It connects you with the central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am presence, for this pillar of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, invulnerable to all negative vibrations, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in my eternal freedom of my ascension. I now thank thee. It is done. It is complete. And so it is. Almighty Christ, I am. Thank you.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing for a moment. As you take several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion, just focus on relaxing and letting go. Letting go of all of the extremities of your body, letting go of the third dimensional, illusionary program. Just think of it in that way, as simply a program, an illusion, matrix. And take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out in the darkness. Breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of all of the chakra centers, those wheels of force, wheels of energy within the etheric body, all in alignment along your spinal cord. The 9 chakra centers now that have become activated or reactivated within each and every one of you. Not only the 7 that you are so much more familiar with, but the other 2, the Earth Star Chakra below your feet and the Soul Star Chakra above your head. Now 9 chakras, all in perfect alignment and with their respective colors that as you focus on each of those chakra centers in turn and focus on raising the frequency within that chakra simply by raising the color intensity in each chakra, then you raise the vibration within that chakra and your entire etheric body as well. But not only your etheric body, but your astral body and your physical body and even your mental body are also raised in vibration. Now, focus on the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet. See that as a deep brown color, earth brown color. Raise the intensity now within that Earth Star Chakra. Just raise it up. Visualize it. Think it. Raise the vibration in that chakra. And then move to the root chakra, the base of the spine, red, bright, bright, ruby red color. And moving up, the next orange, beautiful orange color, high intensity orange. Next in the solar plexus, yellow, bright, brilliant yellow, it's a bright sun. Visualize a brilliant, bright sun right there in your solar plexus. The heart chakra, deep blue-green. Blue-green is a beautiful forest right there in your heart center. Your high heart center, which also has become reactivated. Magenta, beautiful, bright, brilliant, high intensity color, magenta. The throat area, sky blue. Chakra at the third eye or the middle of the forehead, the third eye center. Purple or indigo. Crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, soul star chakra just above your head, approximately a foot. Pure, brilliant white. Now, all of the chakra centers, all of the colors within the chakra at their highest intensity of each. Simply visualize each and every one of the chakras at their highest intensity within that color. Raise it up, raise the vibration, and feel the vibration now within each of those chakra centers. And all of them combine now. All up into the one, into the soul star chakra above your head, all combining as one. See all nine chakras now coming together as one, the soul star chakra. And your soul star chakra now, with you in the middle of it, with you, the conscious knowing self, now right there in your soul star chakra. As a brilliant, bright light shining all around you as you begin to move away from your physical body, right out through the top of your head into the soul star chakra, and the soul star chakra now being your light body or your Merkaba light vehicle, if you will. Rising up in your light body, rising up, but not up all the way past the Earth's atmosphere as you always do. But let's take a trip now over to a beautiful beach scene where you see the ocean now below you. You see the beautiful sand, the white sand. No one around. This is your own personal island. It's beautiful. Let yourself come down in your ball of light, your light body, and touch down on the sand and feel the sand touching your feet now. Feel, even though you are in your etheric and astral body, feel the connection to the sand, to the water, to the air around you. All of your senses are alive here, including your sixth center or your third eye center. All are alive. Your five senses, you can smell, you can taste, you can touch, you can see, you can hear. Hear the seagulls above you. Feel the air around you. Feel the connection to that air. Feel the sand on your feet, the warmth of the sand. Feel the sun's rays striking the back of your neck. Those sun's rays moving through your entire etheric and astral body, just filling your body with the sun's rays. Be aware of the ocean waves as you watch them come into the shore one after the other, and the ebb and flow of the ocean, sounds of the waves, sounds of the seagulls, touch of the sand, smell of the salt in the air, and the blissful feeling that you get with the negative ions whenever you've been near a body of water, especially a running body of water. You always feel those negative ions, or even in a rainstorm, how you feel that blissful feeling. Feel it now. Feel it moving through your astral and etheric body. Connect now to the water, connect to the beach as one. You are the sand of the beach. You are the water of the ocean. You are the air all around you. You are connected to the all that is here in this moment. For you are the all in this moment. Feel the earth's heartbeat, Gaia's heartbeat, as it matches to the ebb and flow of the waves of the ocean. Hear it. Connect to it. You are one Gaia under the earth. Feel all the connection, all of the oneness. Now feel the oneness around you. Here you are alone, silent, but connect now to others across the planet, and right after another. Feel the connection to each and every human being on the planet. No matter what, you are all one. Connect with the animals, plants, trees, the grass, mountains, the valleys, the rivers. Connect with it all, for you are the all of it, just as it is the all of you. Connect now. Be one. Be one in consciousness, one in light, one in love. Feel the aliveness. Now go beyond. Connect with our ships that are out here, the consciousness in those ships, the beings within the ships. Connect with it all. Connect with the planets of the solar system, within each of the planets. You are one with Mars and Venus and Neptune and Jupiter and Pluto, or one with Saturn, one with all, just
as you are one with the earth, you are one with the solar system, and with the sun, with the stars, the soul being within the sun. Connect with it. Connect with the galaxy beyond, and the galactic central sun. Connect with it all of the solar systems within the galaxy. Connect. Be one with everything and everyone. All of life throughout the galaxy. Know that all throughout the galaxy is changing. Each and every moment, the galaxy is changing. The solar system is changing. The Earth, Gaia, is changing. And all of the beings on the Earth are changing, moving through this transition, moving through the ascension process. All is shifting now. As you shift now into a complete new timeline, the timeline that you are creating right now in this moment, a timeline of connectedness, a timeline of oneness, oneness with all of life everywhere. Now you also, as you are one with the entire galaxy, you are one with all of the galaxies beyond as well, all the way to the central sun of this universe. You are one with the source. The source is within you. You are within the source. Connect. Connect with the all now. Feel and know yourself now as yourself, but also as the all within yourself, within the one. You are the one. Trust that. Feel yourself now dissolving into the coming. Letting go of your conscious knowing self. Just a moment. Become the all. All encompassing. The one. Now I have to bring you back from this, as you cannot remain in this state too much longer. Allow yourself to drift back out of the one, back into yourself, into your conscious knowing self, feeling though the bliss that is still within you. You may have felt for just a moment. Bring it back with you as you move back towards your physical form. Wherever you found yourself, whether on another planet, merged with the entire galaxy, merged with Gaia, whatever it was, wherever you were, allow yourselves to come back now. Back to your physical form. Bring your astral and etheric body back in. Back into your physical body. Tuck it back in all around. Feel the aliveness. Feel still yet the oneness within you as you come back in. into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed within your physical body, within your astral body, within your spirit body, within your mental body, even within your causal body. Coming back together. Still feeling the connectedness, the allness within you, the source. The source is within you. You are within the source. I am Kara. I come to be with you this time, but more than this time, this vibration of consciousness increase that is occurring now throughout the planet. Many of you cannot see this, or are not fully aware of this, or you are still ensconced within the third dimensional illusion at times, but at other times you have lifted yourself out of that illusion. You've moved into more fully the fourth dimension. And at times such as you just had now, into the fifth dimension. Yes, all of you, in one way or another, experienced, even for just a moment, a second, you felt or experienced the bliss of the fifth dimension. And what awaits you at the door to that fifth dimension. Yes, I use the door in a figurative manner here. For you do not simply walk through a door, but you walk through timelines. That is where you are all headed now, creating your own timelines ahead of you. Creating the life, creating the experience that you want. That is what you came here to do. First for yourselves. Let go of all the old programming, the old patterns that hold you and have continued to hold you to this illusion of separation within the third dimension. But you are all moving past that now. All letting go of that at various points. Various moments within your life now, because you are aware of the multidimensional reality of yourself. And because you are aware of that multidimensionality, you can escape the third dimension anytime you want. Escape the illusion. Go beyond the illusion. Leave the matrix. You will leave it more and more. You will find yourself being able to remain out of it more and more. Just as those in your movie, The Matrix, were able to do that as well. Find themselves within the Matrix, but still themselves within it. That is what you are doing in another dimension. For Neo and those who are literally in another dimension, for those that were held within the illusion, could not see them as they really were. Just as those in your lives are held within the programming of the third dimensional illusion, cannot fully see who you are. Yes, they see the facsimile that is there in front of them, but they cannot see the real you unless you show it to them. That is what your mission is becoming more and more, that you show them. You show them the way. You are the way showers. You have heard this many times. The way showers, the system busters. That is what you came here to do. to show the way. But first, you had to learn the way yourselves. You had to let go of all of the programming. And you still are doing that today in these moments. You are still letting go of the old programming, letting go of the patterns that have brought this programming to you. But in awareness, you are able more and more now to realize that they are simply programs. And as being just programs, you know that you can reprogram yourselves. You are all doing that, just being on this call every week. Every week after week after week, month after month, year after year. You have been reprogramming yourselves. And those that have been administering to you, working with you, are helping you to do so. For you are not alone, never have been, never will be, unless you choose to be alone. That is your choice, just as it is your choice to find the connection to the all, as you are working on doing in these moments, the all. When you have fully realized that you are the one, or part of the one is part of you, so therefore you are the one. Know that. And when you fully have come to realize that, there is nothing that you are not going to be able to do to create your life in front of you, to create the perfect life that you want. Do not consider, even in an older age now, do not consider that this is the end, for this is not the end. This is just merely the beginning. The beginning of the new age, the new golden age of Gaia and of yourselves within Gaia. For you are within Gaia. You are not simply on her. You are within her. And she is within you. So the next time you go out in nature, feel that connection to her. Simply take your shoes off. Feel the earth on your feet. Feel the connection to her. She is there for you, has always been there for you, and will continue to be there for you, even when she is ready to fully let go of the third dimensional expression. That is what this transition you are moving through is all about, to ready yourselves and all of those around you to move along with her, with Gaia, as she slips more fully away from the third dimension into the fourth, and then finally fully into the fifth dimension. And all of those that still hold on to the illusion of the third will no longer be a part of her expression here. It is not a doomsday prophecy. This is reality. This is the reality of the consciousness changing that is occurring here within the planet. Not on the planet, but within the planet. Think about that. Contemplate that. As you continue to find yourself and the connection to the all within you. I am Kara, leaving now, peace and love and oneness. and the connectedness to all around you. All of life is within you. You are within life.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Greetings to the one who serves here, and Shoshana is here, and what a wonderful message from Kara, and a wonderful guided meditation that she did with you. It was miraculous in many respects, but we do not have anything to add on that now. We will move ahead with questions, if you have them. Would there be questions from the peanut gallery out there?
I have a question.
Yes, yes.
This might be off base, but I've heard that the cabal is responsible for the earthquake in Turkey. I'm just wondering if that's true.
We are not in the habit of telling you these things before it is time. But know that the expressions that are occurring, not just this one that you are speaking of, but many of the expressions throughout the planet are about the planet herself as she continues to shift and change herself, moving from the old dimensional frequency into the higher dimensional frequencies. And in order to do that, there must be change. Change, though, that is mitigated in many respects. Now, with that understanding, also know that as these things occur, there are also those mitigating aspects from the dark side that tend to increase the decrease the vibration of those that are participating within this event. In other words, there are ways that certain people have chosen their exit route, and that is also a part of this whole expression that is occurring. Not to say that this was fully a dark forces activity here, but it is certainly the potential that it not only could be, but would be here. And more is yet to come, we will say that here. A combination of both, as we have been saying. Perhaps Shoshana can give more specific understanding
here. We can share here. May we share, dear brother?
Of course.
Dear brother, there is an entire science that has developed called weather modification. It is even taught in universities now. And there are tools, many, many tools for weather modification. And in all things, the consciousness of those that have those tools will result in poor choices and good choices. That is what is occurring. So this earthquake or series of earthquakes that occurred in this part of the world that you refer to was an attempt at weather modification. And there would have been earthquakes there anyway. But those that had these tools available to them could magnify the event or minimize the event, depending on who had the tools, you see. So in this case, those known as the cabal, the dark side, magnified these events. They had those tools. We must remind everyone here that the third dimensional reality is at war. The light and the dark are battling each other. And as you have heard many, many times, the light has won and the light is winning. But the events that will occur during these battles may shock and surprise those that are viewing these events. So we must tell you again that the tools of the science that has been developed called weather modification, the experience that result from this science is completely decided by who has those tools, you see, the light or the dark. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Will there be other questions here now?
Yes. Hello, beloved ones. I have a couple of questions, but let me try one. Okay, it's been going through my head. It went very, very strongly through my head during the State of the Union. Were they gonna, or why don't they, just parade all the clones up on the stage right in front of the American public, which I think would bring the entire public on board, right, pretty quick, and you could then say, we don't know who's really the president or who's really the vice president, so we need to take everyone in protective custody and work this out, basically start over, you know. So that kept going through my head and going through my head and going through my head. And so now I'm wondering, is that feasible? Is there some problem why that couldn't happen? Or is that maybe part of the plan? That's a possibility? I'm just wondering about that.
We will say it is a part of the plan, but in small steps, we will say here. For what would happen if that were to occur? And those that were watching, first of all, those that are mostly watching are those that are interested in this particular address here, and they would be shocked. Shocked to the point where some might even have a heart attack because it would be too much too fast. So those of the Alliance are very much aware of the shock attribute that could be had if there was too much too fast here. So it was determined by many of the councils. There was bickering back and forth, you might say, although not really bickering in the way you understand it, but debate here. And it was determined the plan brought back a little bit so that those who were not ready for it would be able to acclimate slowly. Just as those of you have acclimated slowly over the years here to the new higher energies coming in. It is the same thing. It would be too shocking to them. So it is the plan is in the works, certainly, but it has been scaled back a bit here to allow for those to prepare for the changes that are indeed coming as the truth comes through more and more. And certainly as the truth comes through more and more, then there are going to be more and more that are ready for these truths to come through, you see. Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
We have a perspective to share here. May we share with you, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, on many, many occasions, we have called this event that is occurring in the third dimensional realm the Great Awakening, you see. So that is what has to occur, is people need to wake up. And often, they are not awake enough to accept what you propose here. They are not awake. The other part is this planet that you live on has free will, has the freedom to allow its beings to choose their own destiny. So you see, this Great Awakening, combined with the idea of free will, must come to fruition before what you propose can actually even happen, you see. So those that wish for this are awake. Those that are accepting this charade, this crazy thing that is occurring in your government, are fast asleep. We know that many of these events that are occurring are meant to wake to wake up those that are sleeping, and that will occur. But you must be patient, dear sister, and allow the natural organic process of awakening to occur in each before they even understand what a clone is. You must understand that if you proposed to many that you know, including your family members, that this creature or these creatures that are running our government are clones, they would laugh at you. They are not awake. But you must have faith and trust that this process is occurring in divine time, and you must not be attached to what is occurring, but allow for it. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Would there be further questions here?
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
I have heard through two different sources that I've always trusted pretty well, 100%. One, this today I read, said, Blossom Goodchild, that is, said that they had predicted this fungus that was going to be going to cause a lockdown. I'm not sure if this was talked about last week, but and then I'd heard someone else say, no, that wasn't going to happen. But they seemed pretty confident that we would have a lockdown because of a fungus. Is that accurate that you can tell us?
What we can tell you is there is an attempt at this time now that those of the forces of darkness and those within the various governments that are part of those forces of darkness, without even knowing that they are, but they are attempting to bring the next what you would call pandemic forward here. And they are attempting to do this, but they are meeting with much, much more
resistance.
Yes, thank you. Resistance than they met with the advent of your COVID process that they did several years ago here. So it is more of the same old plan, the same game plan over and over and over. And they are finding much, much more resistance with each time that they bring this new plan forward. Whether it will create another lockdown is very, very unlikely here as we find it. Because those of you that have awakened within this great awakening have had enough, and you realize that it is all part of a scam, part of their plan, part of a process that is the old ways. And many, many, many more and more people are becoming tired of the old ways and want the new reality, just as you do. Okay, Shoshana.
Great. We do not have anything to add. Here.
Very good. Then we move on. Are there any other further questions here?
Good morning, Moses here. Greetings, everyone.
I wanted to inquire from you, as we continue in this epic battle, epic and entertaining battle, what may we continue to do to do a better job of undoing or preventing or minimizing, you know, the shenanigans that the dark side has in store. You know, to make it a little more bearable for everyone. we understand that it is necessary. We understand that it is part of the cycle of phases, and that, you know, it is meant to be, and that it happens at every era, and that it will happen according to how the souls in this present school evolve, and that affects the timing, et cetera, et cetera. But we're here, we're in the now, and it's happening, and it's showdown. Any particular recommendations you may have for us for the now to make it bearable? Thank you.
First of all, we would say that your term that you used, entertaining, is exactly what you need to do here, to look at this in that way, at entertaining, a movie, a show, just as you have been hearing from many different sources about this. Watch this as a movie. Be entertained. Some are even saying this is the greatest time that you could have ever existed in. Others would look at this time and look at all of the doom and gloom naysayers that are coming forward and would see it in that respect and continue to see it within the third dimensional illusion. But those of you that have moved beyond that and realize and are more aware and more awakened can now, again, see it as it is, for what it is, an illusion. And as you continue to see it as an illusion and show that to others within your actions, it does not necessarily need to be your words, although words can help as well when they are called for. And more you are going to find that words are going to be called for. More and more people are going to be listening to what you are saying and what you have been saying. Even if before they laughed at you, now they're going to wonder, well, maybe this one does have something important to say. Maybe now I should start listening. That is going to happen a great deal more with more and more of your friends, your acquaintances, your family members. You just wait and see. It is coming here. That is what you can do. Just continue to be aware of, in your own way, that this is just an illusion and a movie, and that you are not really a part of it unless you choose to be. You can just be the ones watching it now. Be the watchers. But as you watch, you will then act upon that watching. You see. Shoshana.
We will share. We will share, dear brother. May we share?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Dear brother, the part of this that is on your mind that we hear you speak of is two things. How can I do a better job? How can I make this more bearable? So those two things, in many ways, are on your heart. No matter what you do, those things are on your heart. So we must ask you a question. We must ask you what you think you can do to do a better job. What is that for you?
Indeed. Well, I'm doing morning meditations and trying to relay a lot of light. And I didn't used to think much of it, but now I'm beginning to see it is having an effect. Well, you know, as I look at the suffering, you know, 30,000 people gone in Turkey. I live in a place that's prone to earthquakes, and you know, I would hate to see this particular, you know, my region affected that. I wanted to see what I could do for my fellow neighbors.
Dear brother, we commend you for your desire to continue to be of service to others. We commend you for that. For being of service to others is the most difficult path you have here. There are many reasons not to be of service to others, that many will give themselves to avoid it. You have allowed yourself to surrender to the idea that you are the one that will serve others. What we know about you is that you do the best that you can do, but you are not a single entity that can save the world. You cannot do that. What you are is an instrument of the divine. And in each moment that you breathe and you live, you must ask yourself, how can I do this? And we know that you are getting much guidance now. To meditate and send light to others and love to others is the highest vibratory action that you can take. But you must not be attached to what the result might be. What the suffering is for most and what the bearableness for most is the attachment to how their actions are improving the world. You must simply do and let go of what you do and ask in each moment to be guided and then accept the guidance that you are given as the truth and live within that. Do not be attached to others and the results. Namaste.
Very good. And we are ready to release channel, but we take one more question if there is. Are there any further questions?
Well, if no one jumps in, could I ask my second one?
Yes.
Oh, great. Thanks. So I was watching Wonder Woman today. I never watched that, but I loved it as a kid. It's a very 5D thing. I now see that was infusing 5D consciousness. So they go back to, just to make a long story short, they find out that there's these Amazons where Wonder Woman comes from on Paradise Island in the Bahamas. And they're going after the feminine, like the divine feminine, right? But anyway, so it came to me, oh my goodness, Paradise Island, there is the Paradise Island in the Bahamas, actually is, and it's near Bimini Island, which is the place of that enormous, one of the enormous crystals, which apparently is the size of a skyscraper or something, is buried down in there. You know, we've gone to visit that, you know, or at least the space of it in my, you know, etheric journeys or whatever. So then I wondered, oh my goodness, that's also very close to the Bermuda Triangle. So my question, does this crystal, this enormous crystal under there, have anything to do with the crazy things that have gone on in the Bermuda Triangle and also the fact that we now see that as a stargate?
What we can tell you is you are speaking of the great crystal, the great Atlantean crystal, also called the Tawawe stone at that time. And this particular crystal is, yes, it is at the bottom of the ocean in that area. This was spoken of by your Edgar Cayce back in the 40s, as we find it. And it is indeed true that there is an anomaly there that occurs because of the vibration that comes from this crystal. This crystal is beyond the understanding or the technology understanding of your particular civilization at this time. Atlantis was far beyond in terms of working with frequency and vibration than your current civilization. So there is indeed those effects from this great crystal there in that part of the ocean. So yes, we answer affirmative in your question. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We we know that you answered this. We have something to add. May we add, dear sister?
Yes, please.
The strangeness that occurs, for example, in what you call the Bermuda Triangle, the strangeness that occurs is a result of extreme high vibrations in the area that meet with lower vibrations of the area and cause chaos, you see. In the times of the great Atlanteans, in those times, they had instruments that capture the vibration and frequency of the crystals and use it at their command for whatever they wish to use it for, so that there is no chaos occurring. There is no such instrument in your current civilization, in your current third dimensional realm. There is no such instrument. Now, if they could recreate that and put those instruments in those areas, these crystals and these anomalies could be put to great use. But that does not exist. So when higher frequency meets lower frequency, you will find anomalies and somewhat chaotic matters. We will say that the idea of Wonder Woman and the idea of the Amazon women and the idea of Paradise Island is indeed the truth. And those that occupied that timeline did know how to capture those vibrations and increase their own powers through that vibratory frequency of those crystalline being. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Yes, so cool, so cool. I have one more quick follow-up. Is it okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is it, so like I've been guided that I should be making, not should, but at some point I'm going to want to be making my way over to Bimini Island and hanging out there for some space of time with my mermaid family and all that. And we are going to work with that crystal in terms of either in the etheric and also maybe in the physical. But I wondered, is it safe for me to tool around there in the physical with my guides and everything else looking for that crystal?
Yes.
Okay, great. Awesome, awesome. Thank you.
Namaste, dear sister.
When we add one thing here, along with what Shoshana has given, in that this particular area in your Bermuda Triangle is where, as she has said, vibrations, higher vibrations meet with lower vibrations. But we will add here is fifth dimensional expression meeting with third dimensional expression.
Yes.
And the melding of the two together at once makes this these occurrences that have happened, these disappearances happen, because it is an interdimensional expression.
Yes.
That occurs there.
Yeah, agree.
Very
wow,
good.
Wow. Thank you.
We are done with this question time now. And Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
We do not, but we ask that those that are on the call, the Joanna and the James will make announcements at the end of this channeling session, and we wish to have those on the call make their comments on this call and on these channelings as we end the call, as we will record this time. Namaste.
Very good. And we just simply say, continue to create your timeline as you want it to be. And know that you have the power to do that within yourself. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Namaste.
Hmm.
Okay, everyone, we are back. We are back. What we would like to do as we continue this recording, I'm just going to comment that there are many people that are not on this call, that do not benefit from the discussions that we have, that would benefit from the discussions that we have extremely, and they would find their families, their light, the likeness of light beings that exist on this planet are on this call, and they could join in. So, but of course, that's up to them. So the reason I'm saying that is because Shoshana received many, many inquiries that due to the fact that the email was recorded on one of these calls, and those that are not on the call got to listen to it. So I'm going to repeat it again. Shoshana takes questions on email, and usually three's about all that she would accept. So three questions, and the email is shoshananashares, shares, @gmail.com. So if anyone is interested in emailing Shoshana directly for a reading, for a perspective that they wish to have outside of their own perspective, they can email shoshanashares@gmail.com, and we will receive that. Once we receive the email with the three questions, we will give instructions. It is on a donation basis, and once we receive your questions, we will instruct you on how to donate so that she would answer those questions, because she's part of me and doesn't work for free. That's kind of like the way it is. Sorry.
You don't work for free.
I don't work for free, but
she will.
No, I don't work for free. And many times the emails that we get on shoshanashares@gmail.com, the response is a page and a half long. So I know that it's very interesting. I know that my higher self, Shoshana, wishes in all ways to assist and really works on giving the most in-depth answers that are possible. I've seen it, and it's amazing. So shoshanashares@gmail.com, three questions on a donation basis. Simply send in your questions. The next thing is James and I, one who serves on Shoshana, will do personal readings. So if you wish for a personal reading, you can also ask for that. And that, for members, is $70 per reading, and sometimes those go 1.5 to 2 hours, at least a minimum of 1 hour personal reading where we do it over the phone. So that's a possibility too. So that's
we
all.
We also do it for non-members too.
Yeah, we do it for non-members, of course. Of course, non-members and members. So again, we thank all of you. And if you wish to comment on the call today and the channeling session, go ahead and do that as we're recording this. And then if you don't, that's okay too. But people want to hear from you on how you're doing and how these calls are working for you.
Okay, so anybody have any comments or sharing? First of all, on the meditation, as that was a definitely different meditation than what we normally have here on Sundays, that Kara did here. So anybody have any comments sharing about the meditation?
This is Cheryl, I do.
Okay.
So instead of the normal quiet beach theme, all of the sea beings were singing and dancing and like choreographed dance, just singing and dancing in the water, and I was very blessed by that. And it reminds me of a dream I had back in June of last year. I was standing by a lake, and all of a sudden, a bunch of dolphins were just swimming toward us. There were several of us on the shore of this lake, and they all came out of the water and they put their noses on our shoulder. And even though there were dolphins, they had feathers, which I found was strange, but like, okay. but the one that landed on my shoulder, he said his name is Dronai Duri. And so when I wrote that down, it was A-D-R-O-N-I-D-O-O-R-I. And he called me by my name and just had a special message for me saying, we're very aware of you and we love you and we follow you even though you're on the land and we're in the water. We are in touch with you and we keep track of you and, you know, just as loving friends. I know that I've spent lifetimes in the water, and if I had the choice, I would be there now as dolphin, whale, and mermaid. So
yeah, I think we all kind of
wonderful meditation. Yeah. Thank you. That's all I had.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you so much.
Anybody else?
And does anybody else want to comment on the topic? Did they enjoy the topic? The topic was time travel. So it was, you know, I really enjoyed it. I hope you all enjoyed it.
I love the topic. This is Lorelei. And of course, I always love that topic. I've given my life to that topic, as a matter of fact. And a couple things came to me, okay, in retrospect. First of all, just another word about, like, you know, going back into your past and finding out, you know, where you created something so you can kind of uncreate it in some way. You don't have to be worried about whether you remember the exact incident, whether it's in this life or a past life, because any incident that you have that is like being brought up, you know, hopefully it's a younger incident. Those are usually the best ones to work with. But any incident is going to be a repeat. It's a pattern. It's the same thing. So if you grab that and work with that, it will, you know, it will actually delete the entire thing. Okay. So people sometimes stop themselves from going into that process because they say, I don't remember my childhood or I don't remember my past lives. It's okay. Just, you know, go into the process. And the surrender protocol is one process on the website that you can use on your own with your guides. So that's one just follow up to that. The other, and you know, not everybody needs somebody to help them with it, or some people could do it with their guides. The other thing that came to me, oh, this is like a light bulb today. Oh my goodness, it was so great. I go, oh, this is how the Mandela effect works. I bet. I'm just throwing it out. I'm going like, okay, here's how it works. You go like some very masterful consciousness individuals, what they call time travelers, go into the collective dream state and literally recreate whatever the incident is with as much of the collective consciousness that's in that dream state as possible. And then the collective consciousness has a different understanding of what actually went down. Now, some people might have missed the memo, you know, maybe they weren't asleep at that time, or maybe they're just stubborn because they really like that Jiffy. It's not about Jiffy, by the way. Jiffy is an after effect, whether it's Jiffy or whatever, it's an after effect to what would have changed had it gone a different way. But but some people are very attached to something and maybe don't give it up, or maybe they're not in that dream state. But masses of the collective are coming together with, I would say, more than one or two or three or five or 10 really masterful time traveling creators to recreate whatever the thing is that they want to go in another direction. So I'm guessing, I think that's probably how it happens. Now we have to ask one who served at some point, but I'd be curious if you get anything on that, if that is how it happens, but I think that may be how it happens.
Well, we would all suggest that you all go watch The Adjustment Bureau. That's a movie that you have just defined how that happened, and the movie was all about that, The Adjustment Bureau.
It was. Matt Damon.
Yeah, and those were masterful people that could change anything. So, yeah.
And actually, I remember this now, but that can be our topic for our next week, is the Mandela Effect. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and anybody that has any examples of that.
The topic for next week. Well, I need help, so I might not.
Everybody remember
Mandela
it.
Mandela Effect for next. All right. Our topic. So I'm telling you ahead of time now. So
You can
prepare, you know, something to say about the Mandela effect. We'll talk about the different things that have shown up, like Lorelei just mentioned Jiffy versus Jif peanut butter. There's a number of different things that have, it's about shifting timelines. I mean, that's what it all is. It's shifting timelines. So.
And you can do it too.
Yeah. So that's what we'll talk about next week. Okay. Anybody else comments or sharing before we close out the call about the meditation?
Or Joanna.
What's that?
Wait. One little thing. Or Joanna. Not you can do it too. We are the ones doing it too.
Right.
How about that? We're already doing it in our dream state.
Right. And that's something, you know, to think about when we're discussing this, because now everybody knows the topic for next week. Really think about how that affected you and how you're doing it. So that's perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
I have one more comment. This is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
I really loved how you pulled together all the different aspects of thoughts about timeline changing, because I realize I've been doing it all my life, but I've been doing a lot of that and all of it. And so it's working. I mean, I'm seeing evidence, but I don't know how to verbalize it, explain it, but holy cow. And so now you've got it on this conversation, this call, explain most of the different aspects to use. And by gosh, we can do all of it. We don't have to pick one or two or only do one. It's like it's all open to us. So that was so cool for, you know, hey, let's all do it now. Thanks.
Hey, Carol, we're always on the same page.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you. You always get what I'm giving out. So thank you.
It's great. You're welcome. Thank you.
Rick is Moses. I'd like to comment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I would like to comment on just the importance of having a misfit school, a special education center for us souls that just don't fit out anywhere else. For all of us souls who went and tried this church and that temple and this temple, and having found a place to congregate, that is also a school, and it's a unique school because here we learn from, you know, amazing clear channels, which is, you know, such a blessing in itself, but also by sharing, you know, in conversation, sharing the perspective of others. It's a puzzle learning. We all have to build a puzzle, and all, you know, not everybody has all the pieces, but the pieces come with the members, but also just, you know, a fountain of friendship, of bonding, and also just, you know, that group effect. Some therapies and some self-help works best when it's done in groups. And personally speaking, you know, the group has helped me in key periods of my life where, you know, I felt hopeless. So one amazing school for us misfits. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Moses. A wonderful commercial. We'll send you a check soon. Thank you. We love you. But yeah, no, I'm not minimizing that it is totally true. That's why we're trying to figure out a way to reach out to more people, because, you know, the conversations that we have and the topics that we discuss that don't get recorded are so important. So, you know, we just hope that others will hear this through a recording that'll go up so that they will wish to at least consider joining us. So thank you, Moses.
Yeah, if you think about it, just think about how all of us on the call are receiving all this training from the Ascended Masters and the Galactics over all this time, training, preparing us, helping to acclimate our energies,
teaching.
You know, what?
Teaching us.
Teaching, you know, teaching, training, readying us, all that kind of stuff through this ascension process. So I think we're all tremendously lucky, if you want to call it that, to
participate.
Be able to participate, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well,
anybody else that wants to share a comment?
Orv has something.
Go ahead, Orv.
Do you, from now on, do you want to have me record the early discussions also and have
no.
that?
No, because that's when you're a member.
Yeah.
So if you participate as a member, then you get that part.
Right.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah. Thank you.
And so this is the only time I'll record the last part though, right?
Yeah, you record the last part because that would help people know where we exist.
You want him to do it all the time? He's asking.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. Or
from, yes.
From here
okay,
on.
No problem. Yeah, and so do you want me to record the final meditation? I mean, the final closing call thing too?
Yeah, what we're doing right now.
Yeah. So what you do is your normal recording of the channeling, the channeled messages, and then the meditation channeling, channeled messages, Q&A. And then we usually stop there. But what we want to go is we want to go to the end where we're where we're announcing that we're available through Shoshana Shares and through and then the last part where people chime in and say how they felt about the call. But the discussion does not get recorded in the beginning.
And Carol, you don't need to transcribe this part. The message.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Answer time.
Yeah, that'll kill you.
Yeah. Okay. Any other comments or sharing before we close out the call?
Hi. I just wanted to vouch for Shoshana and all her sharing. She definitely gives it her all. I can tell you that, and I'm looking forward to one day having a session with Shoshana and one who serves. I think that would be awesome also. So thank you for sure. Everything, and a great meditation.
Whenever you're ready for it.
Thank you, Michelle. We love you so much. Thank you, and thank you for being such a loyal member. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
May I?
Yes.
Go ahead, Catherine.
Okay, so I recently was reacquainted, and this is about health, about thiamin B1 and the very, very importance in reducing oxetol. Oxetol, and how the oxetol can really not be of benefit to our bodies and seems to be a contributor to many, many diseases. And so oxetol is essentially a defense mechanism for plant life. And so we've been encouraged to eat a lot of smoothies and vegetables. And some of those vegetables are not truly beneficial, like spinach and spices like turmeric.
Okay. So what we don't want to do is we don't want to give those kind of messages out. I mean, you can share it with the group, but we really want everybody to just, you know, there's the food science thing changes its mind every day. So I'm not sure that, I mean, I understand oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is something you have to manage, but, you know, I'm not sure that all of the messages that we're getting are accurate. So I appreciate what you're doing, but
yeah.
I'm not sure they're all accurate.
It's all about discernment.
Yeah.
Got to use your own discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to end the call, you guys, now. So we just want to say that thank you for your participation, and we want to thank everyone that contributes. There's so many of you that volunteer to do things, including Catherine, who every Sunday does our prayer protection and our closeout. So we want to just honor her and thank her for doing that. And we want to honor Orv and Moses and Allie and all those that contribute.
Carol.
And Carol, oh my God. Carol's on the top of the list. And for
thank
everybody
you.
That helps us, and we appreciate you all. So, Catherine, can you do our closeout now?
Yes. Just a moment, please.
Okay, there we go. So I was pawing through some my plethora of materials, and I came across this. Invocation to I Am Presence. I am the eternal flame of life, a white fire being from the heart of the Almighty. I dwell within my golden ray from out the great central sun, crowned with the diamond rays of attainment. Abide upon my lotus, sacred lotus throne of light, letting my love flow out to all creation. I am a son of the infinite palace of light, the peace of the great solar quiet. I am the underlying flame of life everywhere, the eternal joy, the great eternal joy, glory, perfection of existence. I am. 3 times 3, I am. I am Elohim, 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 Elohim. 7 times 7. I am Elohim. I wear golden sandals with ribbons of light, a crown made of sun rays, a cloak of God might. I carry a scepter, my focus of power. I pour forth pure Christ light each moment, each hour, eternally. And so it is, and so be it. Beloved, I am. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Catherine. Okay, everyone. Remember, next week's topic is the Mandela Effect, how it affects you. And anybody who...
What it is.
And anybody that's not on our membership can join us to hear that discussion by becoming a member. So, love you guys.
Okay. You all take care. Have a great week, and we'll see you all
next Tuesday. Bye, family.
Love and light.
Love and light.
Thank you.
Have a great week. Love you. Bye.
Wiggle, wiggle, everybody.